Can you give us a bit of a sneak peek at some of the ideas and techniques you're going to be talking about at the workshop?
Yeah, sure. So, look, I think it's really exciting that they've brought women in food into the festival this time. And for our workshop, we're going to be basically demystifying pickling, because I think everyone gets a bit afraid of it and feels like they're going to poison their family and their friends. So I want to take all the mystery out of it. But also, my feeling about pickling and preserving at the moment is that we need to not look at it as just a traditional skill, but as a way to bring it into contemporary kitchens. And I feel like food waste is the next big issue that needs to get battled. And understanding how preserving food actually reduces your home food waste is a really important skill to have in your kitchen. So I want to get people looking in their fridges, seeing what's lurking in the vegetable crisper and in their fruit bowl, and understanding how to use these traditional preserving techniques to make their food last longer.
Could you tell us a little bit about the sort of impact you'd like to make with women basically hosting their own pickling workshops, I mean, pickling their own vegetables at home?
Yeah, sure. So, look, for me, I think it's, cooking from scratch is a really important skill to have. And my feeling is that it's really empowering. It makes you independent. It makes you self-sufficient. It's a really creative thing if you're interested in it. But also it saves you money. And like I said, I guess food security and food waste are the next big issues that we need to battle. So I feel like knowing the value of food, knowing where your food comes from is going to be really valuable in all of our lives. Because we all have to feed ourselves and feed our families as well. What I'd like to do is get people kind of looking at bring the joy back into the kitchen. I feel like, you know, women often have a bit of an unhealthy relationship with food, and I want to kind of cut down on the guilt and get rid of the association of being in the kitchen is drudgery, and get people kind of inspired and excited about food. And pickling is really fun. It's really creative. It's something you can do with your friends and your family. And I am surprised how many people want to learn how to pickle. I cannot put enough workshops on. Everyone's just, you know, crazy about it.
Yeah, and it's also good for you, isn't it? Because the whole idea of pickling, I'm thinking of things like sauerkraut and stuff like that. There's definitely health benefits to eating pickled food.
Yeah, look, there really is health. I mean, there's, you know, cooking from scratch is the way that we should be eating. So, yes, making, you know, sauerkraut and pickling things is really good for you. But I just think what I really want to get people thinking about is not so much obsessed with the health food fads that are going on, mm-hmm. but just to bring joy and inspiration to our kitchens and have a really good relationship with just eating good food and enjoying it as well.
And so you're seeing a bit of a wave for pickling going on at the moment in Sydney?
I think all the kind of old school traditional skills, there's definitely a wave of. So I think it kind of started when people wanted, you know, like a crafty project. But now I think there's a real, like, we need it. We need to know how to do this stuff again. And, yeah, people are really, really interested in it. And I think they want to connect with food again and connect with their communities and not be so reliant on the major supermarkets. So knowing how to, you know, bottle your own tomatoes to get through winter, understanding the seasons. I think people really want to know how to eat seasonally, and pickling and preserving just kind of forces you to do that, because you wouldn't bottle anything that wasn't in season, because when it's in season, it's cheap and it's delicious and it's abundant. So that's the time to do it.